AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As he hosts his administration's first state visit, President Biden is acknowledging French concerns over his signature climate change law. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Amid the pomp of French President Emmanuel Macron's White House visit, differences over trade shadow the occasion. Macron and other European leaders say incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act favor American-made climate technology. And while he applauds U.S. efforts to fight climate change, the subsidies would hurt European companies.
We want to succeed together, not one against the other.
At a joint news conference, President Biden said he makes no apologies for a law he wrote, but there are glitches.
There's tweaks that we can make.
Macron says the nations will resynchronize their clean energy efforts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court is blocking, for now, President Biden's program to cancel student loan debt. The justices agreed to take up the case in the late winter. It means a decision will likely come in June, about 2 months before the newly extended pause on loan repayments is set to expire. Lava from the erupting Mauna Loa volcano is approaching a main highway linking the east and west coast of Hawaii's Big Island. Ken Hahn with the Hawaii Volcano Observatory says it could reach the road in about a week.
The flatter the ground, the less direction that lava has in terms of flowing. And it's really apparent at this point that lava is no longer behaving like water would.
An inflation gauge tracked by the Federal Reserve, consumer spending, slowed to a still high 6%. It means the Fed will likely keep raising interest rates. Two children were among five people found dead at a suburban Chicago home following a police are calling a domestic-related incident. Authorities would not discuss who they believe is responsible. The nation's new 988 hotline, intended to help anyone experiencing a mental health emergency, has been out of service. This is AP News. U.S. broadcaster The Voice of America says the Taliban has banned its FM broadcast in Afghanistan.
The VOA said the Taliban had also banned Radio Free Europe, also known as Radio Liberty, from broadcasting in Afghanistan. Both VOA and Radio Liberty are funded by the U.S. government, although they claim editorial independence. The Taliban said the radio services repeatedly contravened their new press laws. The Taliban took over Afghanistan in August 2021, as America and NATO were in the final weeks of their pullout from the country after 20 years of war. I'm Karen Chamas.
A 72-year-old woman in Germany has been arrested after she allegedly switched off a hospital roommate's ventilator twice because she was annoyed by the sound it made. Authorities say the older patient had to be revived, and while her life is not in danger, still requires intensive care. The suspect is charged with attempted manslaughter. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.